Hello again, everybody. Thank you for joining with us today. Joshua is on the camera, so I hope he does a good job and keeps it still. We've been looking at the theme of revival over the last little while, and we've been basing our thoughts upon 2 Chronicles 7:14. It's a classic Old Testament verse regarding the subject of revival, which is the greatest need in our land, in our world, and in our churches. Many definitions of revival have been given over the years. Somebody says revival is not whenever the top blows off, but revival is whenever the bottom falls out. Based on Isaiah 64, "Oh, that thou wouldest rend the heavens and come down." Revival is whenever God comes down in great power. Revival is whenever God visits his people. Revival, our times of refreshing from the presence of the Lord. 2 Chronicles 7:14 would say that revival is the healing of our land. God said to Solomon, "If my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land." We have thought about the need for humility, humble yourselves. We have thought as well about the need for prayer. If my people will humble themselves and pray. And then, if my people which are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face. Seeking the face of God. That literally means looking to him. Not just praying, but looking to him with expectancy. The Bible says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." The Bible says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near." And whenever God's people recognize the need for healing in their land and their nation, they need to seek God. Look to him. Just as we look to him for salvation, we need to look to him for all things. And especially we need to look to him for revival. It's very easy to look to Stormont or to Westminster or to Brussels or to some other place. But we need to look to the Lord. It's very easy to look to denominations, to look to men, to look to methods, and to look to ourselves and think, well, what's going to work? What seems to get a crowd in? That's how the evangelical church seems to be operating in these days. But God says, "Seek ye me, and ye shall live. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Seek his face." God's face denotes his divine favour. Psalm 80 says on three occasions, "Turn thy face upon us. Cause thy face to shine. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved." In the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, we have a wonderful account of revival. It's also a prophecy for the restoration of Israel. And it's also a picture of regeneration in a person's heart. Ezekiel was carried out in the Spirit of God down into the valley of dry bones. Very many dry bones in the open valley, no life, no activity, no movement, nothing but dearth, deadness, dryness. And God challenged Ezekiel and said, "Son of man, can these bones live? Can this change? Can there be life in this situation of deadness?" Do you ever look at our world? Do you ever look at our nation? And do you ever look at it and say, can things ever change? Can there ever be revival? Can those who are dead in sins come alive and serve and seek God and worship God? And Ezekiel replied and says, "O Lord God, thou knowest." Pointing back to God, "Lord, you know all about this." Duncan Campbell, once speaking about revival, said in the Gaelic translation that he was brought up with, it's rendered this way: "Can these bones live? O Lord, you have the answer. O Lord God, thou knowest." God is the answer to our nation's plight. We need to seek God, seek his face, turn to him, look to him with expectancy and with fervency. The prophet Hosea said in Hosea 10:12, "It is time to seek the Lord," and it certainly is. Hosea 5:15, God says, "I will turn and go to my place till they acknowledge their sin, till they acknowledge their offence, and in their affliction they shall seek me early." These ought to be days of seeking the face of God. Will you seek his face today? Humble yourself, pray, and seek God for revival. God bless you. See you next time.